Most of us picture a dinosaur. We picture a large, scaly creature, but new research suggests that all dinosaurs had the potential to grow feathers. This follows the discovery at a fossil site in eastern Siberia of a new species of dinosaur. Dr. Maria McNamara, who's a lecturer in geology at UCC's School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences, was involved in that research, and she joins us from our Cork studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name of this new species because it's quite a tongue twister.
Calindodromius.
Right. Tell us about him.
Well, Calindodromius means fast runner from Calinda. Calinda is the name of the fossil site. And, well, what we know about Calindodromius is that it was a small plant eater, about 1 metre long, had a short little snout, long hind limbs, short forelimbs with 5 strong fingers. It was a plant eater based on the structure of the teeth, and most intriguingly, it was covered in feathers. And this is a really important find because, you know, one of the biggest debates in paleontology for the past, you know, 15, 20 years has been, how did feathers evolve? And up until now, all dinosaurs which have been found with feathers, they've all been very advanced meat-eating dinosaurs from a group that are very closely related to modern birds. So the fact that they had feathers wasn't very surprising. But our little Calindodromius from Siberia, it's a really primitive dinosaur. It's right at the bottom of the dinosaur evolutionary tree, and yet, even though it's so primitive, it has complex feathers that are very similar to those that we see in modern birds.
You've been studying these feathers.
I was called in to help study the feathers about a year ago, because after the specimens were initially found in Russia, initially just a whole pile of bones were discovered, and so after the Russians did some extra field work and realised that they had dinosaur bones, a colleague of mine, Pascal Godfroy from Belgium, got involved. He's a dinosaur expert, and once he realised that this black coaly material beside the bones was soft tissue, was probably feathers, he asked me to get involved along with Professor Mike Benton from Bristol, because the two of us, myself and Mike, have a lot of experience in working with preserved fossil tissues and especially feathers.
It sounds like very exciting work.
I mean, it is. You know, when I first saw the specimens, my initial reaction was, well, I didn't believe it, because, you know, surely these primitive dinosaurs shouldn't have such complex feathers. So the first real task was to try and convince ourselves as scientists that what we were looking at were indeed feathers. And, you know, there was quite a bit of debate among the scientists in the group, but eventually we found the evidence we needed. We found these branched feathers that are joined together at the base, and we know that these branched feathers were fairly flexible because you can see they wiggle along their length, so they must have been fairly soft and flexible if they were able to bend along their length. So we know we're dealing with soft down-like feathers.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning to tell us about it. That was Dr. Maria McNamara there from UCC. It's